Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you hate your boss? Be honest. How many of you hate your boss? Yeah, I could see y'all go, me. Okay, I've never hated my boss. I've worked for some evil people, but I don't hate, you know, because I just feel like it's against my religion. You're always supposed to forgive. You know, you're supposed to realize that, you know, they might have some issues, might be at a severe disadvantage. So I never wish ill on anybody. And to be honest, I've never really had a problem with an employer. With the exception of a couple evil people in my life, I've loved all my bosses. It's been, you know, pretty good. Some of my coworkers, but for the most part, I've never really hated a boss. But there's people out there that hate you. They really hate you. There's people out there that cannot wait to have the company that they work for completely incinerated. You're like, well, why would they do that? Well, you know, because if the company's locked down, the company's out of business, they get to go back on unemployment. I can't explain all the nuances on why some people hate their boss, but for those of you that hate your boss, the Biden administration just gave you complete red carpet. Just all the tools you need to get them. And if I was an employer that had more than 100 employees, I would be pooping in my pants right now. So remember I told you with the OSHA workplace mandate where the Biden administration wants every employer that has more than 100 employees to mandate the vaccine. If they don't mandate the vaccine, testing and masks are required. Some of you are like, well, that's been, you know, same old, same old. I don't see why that's earth-shattering. And I'm telling you, wait a second, okay? He is now deputizing OSHA, expanding OSHA's breadth in terms of their fines. And at a $13,600 fine, almost $14,000 a violation, that is going to be pretty painful. And for those of you that have never had to work with OSHA, I work really, really well with the local OSHA guys. I've never had an issue with my offices or anything like that because I'll call them and say, can you just come around and make sure I'm doing everything right? I just want to make sure I'm doing everything by the book. And they appreciate that because they want to know that you're putting patient safety first. But if you have an employee that is unvaccinated that lets that mask fall, you could get stung with a $14,000 violation. Now, when I was telling you guys this last week, some of you are like, OSHA doesn't have enough people. They're not going to find out. How do you know that that day when that employee is sipping their Red Bull that you're going to get busted or you're going to get inspected by is OSHA, right? Well, it's because they have now deputized the employees. If your coworker is violating OSHA, you as an employee have the right to report it. If you report it, OSHA has protections for you so your boss can't retaliate. So if you own a business and you're in another state, you better hope your manager and your supervisor is keeping an eye on things. Because if somebody doesn't like you and they see that mask fall, they're going to call OSHA. Now, you're thinking, you know what, though? We still go by the book. Let OSHA come. Let them inspect. They'll see we're doing everything right. Do you really want to take that gamble? For OSHA to come all the way out to do an inspection, do you think any OSHA report ever says this place is 1,000% perfect? No, they're going to find something. And we're not just talking masks and testing requirements for unvaccinated. OSHA is for the occupational safety and health. So if they see anything that doesn't seem right, somebody had a bloody nose and the bloody Kleenex is in the garbage and you have OSHA standards to make sure there's no blood-soiled garbage unattended, that could be an OSHA violation depending on your industry. So you might have gotten word that somebody wants to do you in, maybe an ex, maybe a customer that got ticked off. They call OSHA. If OSHA comes in, it's not just about who's COVID vaccinated and the masks and all that. They're there. How many of you have ever had an IRS audit? I haven't. But I heard that when they do an audit, they don't take all that time and just say, oh, okay, you know what, you are 1,000% perfect. They're going to find something. And I'm not saying it's egregious or malicious or anything like that. It's just, you know, if somebody is not that in tune and aware of every single code and doing every single thing by the book, there's going to be something that an employee left or your supervisor overlooked. So this whistleblower sort of idea is nothing new. I mean, in fact, OSHA already has a fact sheet when it comes to whistleblowing on your employer if you don't think you're safe from COVID. And if you do complain about your boss, that boss can't fire you. That boss can't do anything to you. Now, what if you have an employee that likes to stir things up? And there's always an employee that just wants to make people suffer. So you're thinking, you know what? Let me move them to a different department. If I move them to a different department, maybe it'll be, you know, I'm not firing them, but there'll be less drama. That's considered retaliation either. So if you fire them, lay them off. If you demote them, understandable. If you deny them overtime or promotion. Now, a lot of times you deny overtime because it costs money. You're like, don't do overtime. Don't do overtime hours. But I'm thinking they mean you aren't paying them for overtime. That's a labor violation. Then the labor department's on your butt. If you discipline them, well, that's a broad term. What's discipline? I want you to take your lunch at 2 instead of 1:45. Is somebody going to consider that a discipline? If you deny them benefits, obviously failure to hire or rehire. Now, if you have an employee that decides to stir stuff up, decides to call OSHA on you 5 times, they end up leaving for some reason. They go, you know what? I want a job back. And you don't rehire them. You're retaliating. That's considered bad. Honestly, this is why I don't like mandates. I want employee safety, but this sets up a slew of drama and, I don't know, Jerry Springer type stuff that can now be happening in everybody's workplace. I see it as a disaster. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
This report is brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb. Multiple myeloma is a rare type of blood cancer that develops in bone marrow and affects plasma cells. Nearly 35,000 Americans are expected to be diagnosed with the disease this year. African Americans account for 20% of multiple myeloma cases, despite comprising just 13.4% of the U.S. population. With early diagnosis and various classes of treatments available today, multiple myeloma patients are living longer than ever before. Marva Adams has been living with multiple myeloma for several years.
As an advocate for the multiple myeloma community, I'm always seeking the latest news to help myself and others make informed decisions, especially for African Americans who are more than twice as likely to be diagnosed with the disease than white Americans. I encourage others living with multiple myeloma to speak to their doctor. Together, you can plan the treatment journey that's right for you.
It's important to talk to your doctor about screening, symptoms, and treatment. To learn more, visit myelomacentral.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so many of your questions that we've gotten in the last week or two are surrounding the pediatric vaccine. Some of you have asked, is it two doses? Is it one dose? And just to recap, the pediatric vaccine that has been now emergency authorized. Can you make an adverb out of emergency? Emergency authorized by the FDA. It has now extended below 12 years old from 5 to 11. The 5 to 11 dose is different. Still the two shots 3 weeks apart, just like the grown-up ones, but the amount is different. So rather than it being the 30 micrograms that 12 on up is getting, it's a 10 micrograms, so it's a third dose. Which is why when these pharmacies are given the wrong dose, double check, ask ahead of time. Okay? So California is one of the first states now to do pediatric COVID vaccines. Okay? And some parents are worried. Other parents are like, yeah, I want to protect my kid. You know, there's hospitalizations and deaths with COVID. I want to protect my kid. How many deaths? As of, I think, November 1st, let me just double check. I think it's 680 pediatric deaths that the CDC is, 680 out of the 750,000 deaths that occurred from COVID in the United States, 680 happened in kids. To me, 680 too many. I mean, no kid should have died of this virus, but it is a very, very, very low rate. Luckily, it's a low rate. And so a lot of parents are kind of questioning, why would we then give our kids a vaccine? A lot of debate on if it's an experimental vaccine or not. Even though the technology has been around since the 90s, this vaccine is new. They have done experiments on kids. They have done studies, and initial safety studies look okay. But I can see both sides. I can totally see how parents are worried about it, and I can see how some parents are like, I want it. I don't want my child to be the one in 680. So I get it. And that's really how I think a good public official should be, understanding what the pros and cons are, understanding how people feel. Well, Aaron Rodgers and his concerns with vaccines and side effects, and, you know, mind you, Aaron Rodgers, I mean, being the quarterback that he is, I mean, his body is worth millions of dollars. So you can bet your butt he's very careful on what he puts into it. Look at Tom Brady. Tom Brady doesn't eat carbs, I don't think. I mean, Tom Brady, what he puts into his body is strict. So I get it. Well, Matt McConaughey, he got the COVID vaccine. I mean, he's not going to give it to his kids. He's got a 13-year-old, an 11-year-old, and an 8-year-old. He says, no, not now. Is he anti-vaccine? No, he's not anti-vaccine. And we will take your calls, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Daniel's on that for you guys. We'll take your calls. But, you know, he's just like a lot of people. Look, I'll get the vaccine for me, but I don't know if I want to subject my kids to it. So Matt McConaughey was at a New York Times deal book summit. And he said, I'm vaccinated. He says, my wife's vaccinated, Camilla. I didn't do it because somebody told me I had to. I chose to do it. Do I think that there's any kind of scam or conspiracy theory? No. He said, hell no. But right now, I'm not vaccinating my kids. I'll tell you that. So, you know, he might be running for governor in Texas. He definitely isn't, you know, what somebody would consider a conservative or Republican or not. I don't know if people would consider him a liberal. I don't know what they would consider him. But I do think he voices what a lot of parents feel, going, look, can I make the decision and not Newsom? 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go to the phone lines. All right, we got Dorian on the line. Hi, Dorian. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. What about you?
I am doing good. I'm doing good. Tell me what's going on.
Okay, well, my dad has difficulty clearing his bladder sometimes. And okay. My grandfather, I guess he wets himself sometimes. And okay. He usually has a urine smell on him. So we started putting diapers on.
Okay.
Depends on these things. And I wanted some suggestions on how to help the two of them.
Okay. So your father, is he losing his urine because he doesn't have control or is like bladder control or neurological control, or is it something that you think he's slowly going, you know, into, let's say, cognitive deficits or dementia?
Well, I don't think it's dementia. He is type 2 diabetic. I didn't mention that, the grandfather. My father as well, but my dad has difficulty clearing his bladder, and my grandfather, it seems to come out sometimes.
Okay. So, you know, younger men, of course, you know, a lot of times they get overlooked when it comes to prostate issues. So whenever anybody has issues emptying their bladder, one, I like to make sure they don't have an infection. Two, I like to make sure their prostate is okay. Sometimes if a prostate is enlarged, that could impede urine flow. And then if those look fine, then we make sure there's nothing else obstructing. So we always look for mechanical reasons. Then, and this would also apply to your grandfather, then we look for electrical reasons. Our bladder bladder is controlled by nerves. So if there is a nerve issue going on in the back, then we need to have that evaluated. So most evaluations will start at the bladder. Always check for infection, because an infection could interfere with your ability to hold your urine. And those are quick, easy fixes. You could fix a bladder infection pretty easily. But unlike Bill Clinton had to be in the hospital because his infection, went to the kidneys and went to the blood. So always have them check for an infection right away. And then secondly, check the prostate, and then have the doctor check neurological issues. Sometimes with dementia, people could forget. They go, I have to go, I go. But if there's not dementia at play, then we worry, is there something going on in the spinal cord? So we take all bladder issues seriously, even if it's an easy fix to a more complex fix. But anybody wetting themselves, anybody having issues with the flow, we always want to get them checked out right away.
Okay, I know my dad has enlarged prostate, and he has difficulty urinating sometimes. But my granddad, I don't know about my granddad's prostate, but I know my dad said his is enlarged.
Yep. And so that can sadly impede. Now, there's things they could do to shrink the prostate. There's even procedures. But if somebody doesn't have good flow of the urine, then that could put them at risk for infection, kidney issues, even prostate issues. So I would have your dad definitely get his prostate addressed. And then, for your grandfather, urinating on oneself is something that, sadly a lot of us face when we're older. But many people don't realize that there's a lot of things out there that can help limit that. And catheters, they work, but they could put somebody at risk for infection. So if they don't need to be catheterized, that's obviously not our first choice. But if it gets to a point where he has no neurological control of his bladder, then we will do a catheter, because urine on a person can burn the skin, can, the smell, it could harbor infection. And we don't want people to feel like they have to be unclean.
Okay. Fantastic advice.
Okay. All right, Dorian, thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye.
1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So going back to the pediatric vaccine concerns, many of you have asked about the myocarditis. You've asked about the menstrual irregularities. All I could say is the FDA is currently reviewing myocarditis risks. Myocarditis is an inflammation of the heart muscle, and then pericarditis is inflammation around the heart. And these are things that have prompted France, I believe Denmark, Finland, Sweden, and Ontario, Canada, to urge that those under 30, especially boys, men, to not get a Moderna mRNA vaccine and use Pfizer instead. So obviously parents are concerned about, well, what about my young kid? I want to make sure my young kid doesn't get myocarditis. Even though COVID can cause myocarditis in and of itself, the FDA is currently looking to see if there's a higher incidence because of these vaccines. But again, it's emergency authorized because the FDA feels that COVID is more of a threat than any of the side effects that could come with the vaccine. Same thing with menstrual irregularities. Abnormal bleeding, postmenopausal bleeding, perimenopausal lack of bleeding, all sorts of gynecological issues have been reported with the COVID vaccine and the mRNA, and it's been kind of sluggish for any guidance on that. And so I know that the UK, multiple countries are looking at it. I believe in America, they did fund a few million dollars to a couple universities, five universities, to look into it. I think they need to look at it a little quicker, because obviously people are concerned about fertility. So, in fact, Aaron Rodgers said he was concerned about fertility. Do I think it alters one's fertility? No, but I am, questioning why would someone's menses go off? Doesn't make a lot of sense. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation numbers were announced Wednesday morning, and it's not good news. Inflation has risen 6.2% in October when compared to October near the end of the Trump administration. This is the biggest inflation surge since 1990. On August 25, 2020, amid the unrest in Kenosha, Wisconsin, after the police shooting of Jacob Blake, Kyle Rittenhouse, a 17-year-old from Antioch, Illinois, shot and killed two men and wounded another man in the arm during the confrontation at two locations. The prosecution on Tuesday rested its case after calling 22 witnesses over the course of 6 days.
May I ask you to stand, please, and raise your right hand. Do you swear the testimony about to give this matter for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
You may be seated.
Kyle Rittenhouse has taken the stand in his own defense. The trial should go to the jury very soon. This is USA Radio News. Farm equipment manufacturer John Deere has been suffering with labor issues. Let's get an update on what's going on there.
The president of one of John Deere's divisions says the company will be able to shift some production overseas if the workers' strike continues. The strike is affecting over 10,000 employees from production plants in Iowa, Illinois. The striking workers are not just in the United States, but are at plants in six other countries. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
On Tuesday, another concertgoer at Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival has died and was declared brain dead after suffering injuries during the crowd surge that killed 8 people. An estimated 50,000 people stormed the front of the stage last week in Houston, Texas. 22-year-old Barty Shahani, a student at Texas A&M University, attended the festival at Energy Park with her sister and cousin before getting separated in the crowd. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So doctors are split on this. Is your nurse, is your respiratory tech, is your radiologist, is your physician, is your PA, is your nurse practitioner racist? Some believe they are. Some believe they aren't. And the American Medical Association wants to combat racism within healthcare. Now, we've spoken about a lot of issues and inequalities that have happened and how there are many people at a disadvantage and how I think we do have to reevaluate the system to make sure that people have better access. We do have to eliminate biases. There are a lot of sexist terms used in medicine that some people want to, you know, try to fine-tune. Do we really need to call the uterus, you know, hist? You know, I'm about to have a hysterectomy, hist, as in hysteria. Just say you're taking the uterus out, a uterectomy. But you know what? I'm not gonna. I know that there's been some terms and some things out there that need changing. So hopefully those things get changed. But whenever we try to do something big and huge and swing that pendulum, I worry we're going to become more bigoted, more discriminatory. So the AMA might have their heart in the right place, but I think they might be making some big mistakes. So the American Medical Association has pledged, this was back in the spring, to dismantle structural racism. They wanted to create a plan that was driven by the immense need for equity-centered solutions to confront harms produced by systemic racism and other forms of oppression for blacks, Latinx, quote, indigenous, Asian, other people of color, as well as those who identify as LGBTQ+, and people with disabilities. And again, as a medical association, they should try to make sure that we don't have systemic racism and bigotry and sexism, and so that makes sense. But in their mission statement, they say this: it is critical to address all areas of marginalization and inequity due to sexism, class oppression, homophobia, xenophobia, and ableism. Yet conversations about race and racism tend to become some of the most difficult for people in this country to participate in for numerous reasons, including a lack of knowledge or shared analysis of its historical and current underpinnings, as well as outright resistance and denial that racism exists. Given the deep divides that exist between groups in the U.S., understanding and empathy can be extremely challenging for many because of an inability to really, quote, walk a mile in another's shoes in a radicalized sense. They say, collectively, we have an opportunity and obligation to overcome these barriers and create spaces for understanding and healing. Okay, so that might sound, perfectly fine, and I think most people would agree with it. But what's interesting, though, is some of the terms they want us to use. So what, and they published this 55-page guide, and they want us to change the way we think, the way we approach terms. So, like, for example, if somebody is disadvantaged, under-resourced, or underserved, okay? So let's say when I was growing up, we were poor. At times, we might not have had health insurance. At times, we had a tough time, paying for a doctor. They don't want you to say that those people are disadvantaged. They want to say they were historically and intentionally excluded. Now, I don't think during our poor days it was your fault. I don't think, and I understand, there are multiple communities that I'm not a part of that have been historically attacked, historically disadvantaged. But they're lumping everybody in as if you are underserved I had a family where, dad gambled. Dad lost our money. Am I going to say it's because you guys mistreated us as poor or as Jews? No, my father, is it your fault that he gambled? I've seen people make very, very poor choices, not keep a job. Is that because society did them in? We have to be very careful not calling responsibility when society has responsibility versus blaming society when it's not someone's fault. So if you are going to the grocery store and you are buying ding-dongs and ho-hos and soda pop and you are gaining weight, when you read this, they want us doctors to not address, you're making poor choices, this is a you thing, to accept that it's our fault. It's our fault that you are craving the sugar. It's our fault that you want the soda pop. Now, how is that happening? Well, soda pop might be cheaper than vegetables. Fast food might be cheaper than vegetables, so maybe as a society we need to make vegetables cheaper. I welcome conversations about this because it does stink. You go to Whole Foods and it's expensive as hell. So if you want organic, if you want things that, have less, preservatives and things like in it, you got to pay an arm and a leg. which means only the wealthier people are able to get that. So I understand that there are things that need working on, but when you start to make people and write that they are victims, then although you might think you're helping those because you are acknowledging that, you know, they couldn't get the job or go to college or they were discriminated against, but you're also putting them in a very dangerous position for government control. So if people who smoke are victims, if people who have unwanted pregnancies, not from rape, are victims, then what, government can come in saying, okay, we're going to force sterilization. We're going to force abortion. We're going to force birth control on you. You have to be very, very careful for that transition, that next step. So in medicine, I've never liked the term alcoholic. You know, in the olden days, they'd say, yeah, so the man is an alcoholic. No, you're labeling him. He's a man that drinks alcohol and might abuse alcohol, might overdrink. But don't call him an alcoholic. You know, don't say that person is obese. Tell them that person has a weight issue and is falling under the obese category. So I get that. As a doctor, I get some of the things they've changed. But they are suggesting things like, rather than use obese, say people experiencing. Meaning, again, it puts in that they're a victim. So if they're a victim, government needs to come in and save them. What, are they going to force gastric sleeve procedures on them, diet pills? Vulnerable or underserved, use instead marginalized or under-resourced. Avoid minority or racial group, but use people from sexual, gender, religious, racial group. So people who are black, people who are Jewish, I guess. They say avoid people who do not seek health care to people with limited access or under-resourced. So, okay, you know, yeah, my father, you know, he was poor. We had some good years and we had a lot of bad years. He didn't want to go to the doctor. So I'm not going to blame the city. I'm not going to blame you for being racist against him and bigoted against him. He didn't want to go to the doctor. That's his choice. Now, why would all of this be happening? You know, is it just to look woke? I don't think so. I think something bigger is coming. And we already saw this with the mandates. If people are not getting their health care, and the government finds that it's because they're poorly resourced, that we aren't helping them, there might come in to help you with your unwanted pregnancy, with your lack of smoking, with your obesity. We have to be very, very careful who we victimize and who we don't. And when you look at this language, it looks like it's going to put populations who are under-resourced or underserved in a much more vulnerable position. 1-877-DOC-LE.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tags, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So within this infrastructure bill, Congress has a new requirement for automakers. And I like it. I like the idea, but as usual, whenever government does something, it ends up being a mess. So we have too many drunk drivers. We have too many people that drive drunk. And interestingly, I don't think we realize how often it happens. We hear about Henry Ruggs killing somebody last week, going 154 miles per hour, hitting them at about 126 miles per hour. Going down the street at 3:30 in the morning. We hear about the fatalities, but we don't recognize the numbers of those that get in a car after they've drunk. And the reason why is it takes so little alcohol to be inebriated or under the influence. So growing up as a kid, I thought there was not drunk and drunk. You could have a beer. You know, maybe my mom might have a little champagne and giggle. But then in the movies, you saw people that were drunk. So you grew up thinking, all right, there's a big stretch of you know, going from having a drink and, you know, in the movies or having a business dinner or toasting to being full-blown drunk. So most of us are like, well, we're not that because we're probably going to have a drink. We might, you know, party with some friends, look like in the ads or in the movies or all that. Well, what we don't realize is we'll drink one drink, maybe we'll drink another drink, and then we will start getting a little bit more tipsy and a little bit more out of it. And then time to go home. Well, you don't feel drunk. You don't, you know, you don't feel like you've already have a 5 o'clock shadow. You don't feel like your shirt is unbuttoned and you're stumbling all over the place. You just had a couple drinks. You feel good. You feel good. You feel in control and you get into the car. And we don't talk about drunk drivers as people that could be you or I. We talk about them as people that purposely guzzled as much alcohol as possible and then got behind the wheel on purpose. And usually it's people that just don't think they're inebriated. You know, or they think it's dangerous to get into an Uber or get into a Lyft or walk home, that they're like, you know what, I'm safer in my car. Then they end up getting into an accident, somebody checks their blood alcohol level, and boy, they're high. The other thing, too, is you could take antihistamines, and it could put you under the influence. There's medications out there that make you tired, medications that make you sleepy, even blood pressure medications. That could influence your driving. So many people are DUIing without even realizing it. So when the government thinks that we are stupid, they are going to make rules. And maybe they're right on this one. Maybe cars need to not drive if they pick up on alcohol. But here's the problem. If you are the designated driver and you're taking home all your buddies and they're burping and it's stinking of alcohol, the car won't work. So I was thinking maybe there has to be something like on the steering wheel. You know, maybe like a, if they could sense it, you know, through fingerprints or something like that, or because, you know, you don't, how many, you know, people have gotten in trouble for DUIs, they have the breathalyzer in the car and they make somebody else blow into it. You know, I you know, how are they going to tell? Well, Congress is saying, look, you guys figure it out. So, one of the mandates within their $1 trillion infrastructure package is spending aimed at improving auto safety. Under the legislation, monitoring systems to stop intoxicated drivers are supposed to roll out in 5 years. It's gutsy. I mean, 5 years, we're already, actually, we're almost done with 2021, so about 4 years, 4.5 years. The Transportation Department will assess the best form of technology to install in millions of vehicles, and automakers will be given time to comply. $17 billion is allotted to road safety programs. This is one of the biggest fundings in a while. Democrats are pretty happy about this one. But I'd like to know, how is this going to work? So they say 20,160 people died in traffic collisions in the first half of this year alone. That is the highest first half total since 2006. And it's because people are home, they're drinking more, etc. So the DUI isn't, okay, you know, nobody party and then drive. Don't drink and drive. Have a designated driver if you're going to a party. These are people, I think we just had a fatality DUI by somebody who went to a company picnic. A beer or two could put you under the influence. And I drive in Las Vegas. If you thought driving in California was rough, Vegas is worse because you have all the California people and then you have the Vegas people expecting the road to be wide open and then boom, there's somebody from California there. I don't know. It's just not, we have some dangerous conditions that could sadly put us in, and not because of snow, not because of earthquakes, it's just, we're in the desert. We feel like we have open road. We feel like we don't have enough cops that'll pull you over. And we have these highways that feel like the raceways. We have, it's funny, there was a meme, the 215 that we have is kind of like NASCAR. Whereas when you're on the I-15, that's the one that goes through the resort corridor, the strip, you know, you can be in traffic for hours and sitting there, you know, looking like a skeleton, you know, and then it's the Wild West on the 95. The 95 is where you're zipping and zagging and all that, and it's really, really true how they do that. So, you got Wild West, NASCAR, or, you know, LA-type traffic. So, some of the technology that's being looked at by General Motors, BMW, Nissan, will track driver's attentiveness. So, you know, one way to do this is having infrared cameras to monitor driver behavior. So, for those of you who are nose pickers, there's going to be cameras picking up on that. See, I clean my teeth. So, if I get into the car, I'm like, you know, I'm cleaning out my teeth. So, that's not a good look. The cameras will make sure the driver's watching the road, look for signs of drowsiness, loss of consciousness, or impairment. If signs are spotted, the cars will warn the driver. If the behavior persists, cars will turn on hazard lights, slow down, and pull to the side of the road. I don't think we're there in 5 years. Breathalyzers aren't practical because you got to blow into the tube, and people might not do it, or they'll have somebody else do that. And then others would be I don't see it here, but I'm hoping something on the steering wheel. You know, automakers might try automatic emergency braking equipment. We do need reminders that the baby's in the back of the car. Apparently we have parents that completely forget that their kids are in the back of the car. We have a very distracted population these days. We're just distracted and we're leaving kids in the car and they're baking and dying. So because people have done stupid, government's getting involved. Now I don't want the government to control my vehicle. I don't want my vehicle to misfire and just slow down. I don't want to be falsely accused of being under the influence because my car decides to slow down, go to the side of the road, I'm like, what the hell are you doing? I gotta go. What are you doing? Well, your car did this, so you must have drunk alcohol. So we have to be very, very careful with some of this technology and some of the moves we want to make. Remember I told you yesterday that at Hertz Rental Car, a bunch of people got arrested and served jail time for quote-unquote stealing their rental car when they had rental agreements? And they were like, what are you talking about? I have a rental agreement. I'm paying on it. Why? And no, because the technology said it was a stolen vehicle. So is the technology going to be right? So I see pros and cons. Fantastic idea making sure people don't get into a car drunk. There's a way for you to test. You might not think you've had too much. This will remind you that you do. So you don't drive, you go get an Uber. Bad if people figure out how to outsmart it, how to deactivate it, or you get busted when you're innocent. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.